You're with Zan on Double J.
And it's as much about the story of your history as it is about the songs, isn't it? I guess they go hand in hand.
Yeah, very much. I think, you know, it's my third album, but I really feel like I've only just arrived. And these songs for me are about family history. It's about my connection to elders and to ancestry. It's about my own identity and how those things sort of inform my identity and how I interact with the world, you know.
What is the history that you're telling on this record, Native Tongue?
I was like reflecting on my dad's experience as an immigrant from the Philippines, but also on my mom's experience as someone of mixed heritage. She has Anglo-Saxon heritage, but also First Nations. So my mom is Wiradjuri. So I wanted to talk about, I guess, the type of experiences that you have, like, as someone of, you know, First Nations heritage, someone who has like first generation, second generation, third culture, like people who have those kind of marginalized backgrounds, and how, I guess, you kind of, like, from a really personal perspective, I think when you're talking about these things, it can get lost in academia and you forget that there's real people with real stories. And I just wanted to talk about my stories, like my family stories. You know, a big part of it was also realizing that you don't have forever with your elders. My grandparents and I are really close. I wanted to tell their stories while I had access to them firsthand.
And I'm sure have them hear the stories that you were telling as well.
Yeah, that's been really healing.
Mm.
Because I think there's a loss of connection to culture, particularly with First Nations people in this country. And whether that's through like genocide or stolen generations or just the kind of secrets that are kept between family members because of institutionalized racism, there's so many people out there who have a lack of connection to their own culture, the loss of language, all of these things, which I talk about a lot through song. They're wounds that, like in my family, that's a wound that spans several generations now. So I was like, how can we do, like, how can I heal through this process? How can I kind of foster healing, you know, for my mom and for my grandmother? And also, you know, I think hopefully for other people too. I've had a lot of people contacting me already just from the one song, Native Tongue. And it's been amazing sort of hearing other people's stories and how much they connect with the work, which is, you know, it's not something I was thinking about necessarily when I was writing it, but it's like, wow, like that is probably the most rewarding thing that you could do, like experience as a musician.
You are now up to your third record and it feels like you're showing more of yourself and telling more of your story than ever before. And while perhaps that's a case of maturity and confidence within the greater realm in the world, it feels like there just seems to be more and more a rise of artists who are singing from their perspective in the margins, but in the mainstream. You know, Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer is one that springs immediately to mind. Do you kind of feel empowered by that, this sense from my perspective of a movement of people standing up and speaking their personal truth more than ever before?
Yeah, very much. I've thought about this a lot. I feel like, you know, there is a movement towards like artists who have generally always been in that kind of pop genre have been given permission in a way to write introspective records like more than ever before. And I think, you know, it's probably as a result of, you know, artists like Frank Ocean, who is a huge influence. I love his work. Like, he's amazing. And I think, you know, I'm not saying that he's single-handedly responsible for this, but I just think it's a really interesting example of, you know, Channel Orange came out and he wrote that, and it was quite revealing about his own personal life, and it was probably quite challenging for, you know, as someone coming from that kind of R&B culture and hip hop culture, to write an album about sexuality in that way, and it to be so embraced. And I think after an album like that, you know, you see artists like Rihanna and Beyonce writing albums that have so much depth to them that we hadn't seen before from artists like that. I think it's a real indication as to where I think people are at right now in the world, and like the conversations that are being had. And maybe, you know, maybe we were underestimating, like, I don't know if it's a matter of like just timing and that working, or if it was just like we were always, you know, capable of getting there, but we just didn't, because, you know, I mean, I love a good cheesy R&B pop tune as well. I'm not saying I don't, but it's really nice to see that kind of work being delivered from artists who otherwise, you know, in the past would not have revealed so much of themselves. And I definitely feel like, oh yeah, it's a good time to be doing that as an artist, and that you can kind of, you don't have to be one or the other. You don't have to be, you know, you can write pop music that's still introspective. They used to be, you know, completely like separate, I think. Well, that was, you know, the attitude towards it. I think that's changed a lot, yeah.
Double J.